This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Special Counsel Robert Mueller says charging U.S. President Donald Trump with obstruction of justice was not an option his office could consider under Justice Department guidelines. After explaining his decision, AP Sagar Magani reports he essentially is handing the ball to Congress.
Mueller says he did not have the option of charging the president because a Justice Department legal opinion says a sitting president cannot be indicted, suggesting it's now on Congress to hold the president accountable if need be.
We will do so.
House Judiciary Chair Gerald Nadler is vowing Congress will keep investigating.
And nothing should be ruled out.
Though he's not pushing impeachment proceedings like some fellow Democrats, Senate counterpart Lindsey Graham says Congress should just let it be, and Trump spokeswoman Sarah Sanders agrees.
It's time for everybody to move on.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Acting U.S. Defense Secretary Pat Shanahan says he was not aware of a White House directive to have the U.S. Navy warship USS John McCain out of sight when President Donald Trump visited Japan. Shanahan spoke about the controversy during a visit to Indonesia.
What I read this morning was the first I'd heard about it, but in terms of ship movements, the only ships I've moved is the USS Abraham Lincoln. I need to find out a little bit more. I've just had the first glimpse of it this morning.
An email seen by VOA shows discussions about the USS John McCain between the White House military office and an officer with the U.S. Navy's 7th Fleet ahead of Trump's trip. Israel's parliament has voted to dissolve itself and hold a second early election after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu failed to put together a coalition government. The new vote will be September 17th. From Washington, this is VOA News. Search and rescue efforts continue in Budapest's Danube River for the 21 people missing after a sightseeing boat capsized late Wednesday night. 7 South Korean tourists were killed. Reuters' Maya Wormsley reports the boat collided with a much larger passenger cruise ship.
Flooding and strong currents in the water made the hunt for survivors extremely difficult. Searches were mounted for several kilometers downstream from Budapest, and all boat traffic was halted. In Seoul, the foreign ministry said there were 30 tourists and 3 tour guides aboard and a crew of 2 Hungarians.
Once again, I deeply apologize to the parties involved in the accident, families of the victims, and the people who were upset by the news report from this morning.
Initial reports suggest the boat crashed into another tourist vessel near the Hungarian Parliament building. It then turned over on the river, which had been flooding, as a rainstorm enveloped the capital city. The hull was found on the riverbed a few hundred meters from its usual mooring point.
Reuters' Maya Wormsley reporting. South Korea has deployed a large delegation of South Korean officials to Budapest to assist in the search and rescue efforts. New satellite images show fields, orchards, and olive groves burning in northwest Syria, where the army has waged an assault against rebels in their last major stronghold. Reuters' Emily Wither reports.
The recent bombardment has killed over 200 civilians, injured over 700, and forced more than 300,000 people to flee since the end of April. The Syrian Civil Defense, also known as the White Helmets, are far too used to pulling people from the rubble. There are major concerns of a massacre if front lines inch forward. Idlib is home to an estimated 3 million people, more than half of whom have already been displaced at least once during the war. But this time, with Turkey's borders closed, they have no place left to escape to.
Reuters' Emily Wither reporting. Afghan officials say a suicide bomb blast near a military academy in Kabul has killed at least 6 people and injured 16 others. A string of recent attacks in Kabul have killed dozens of people, including prominent Islamic scholars. China is now accusing the United States of engaging in, quote, naked economic terrorism in their bitter trade war. Vice Foreign Minister Zheng Huaihui made the accusation Thursday in Beijing. Beijing and Washington have been engaged in a trade war since last July, when President Trump first imposed tariffs on hundreds of Chinese products after accusing China of unfair trade practices. For all the news around the clock, please go to voanews.com. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.